a legacy of greatness, including a national championship, 5 trips to the NCAA tournament, and 2 wins in March Madness.
And Mount St. Mary's is victorious!
You are listening to Mount St. Mary's Basketball on 930 WFMD. Mount Basketball is brought to you by Grafcom, Frederick Keys Baseball, Utz Quality Foods, Emmitsburg Glass, Musselman's, and Little More Real Estate. Now let's head courtside for Mount Basketball. Here's Adam Pohl.
And from that arena here on the campus of Mount St. Mary's, this is Mount St. Mary's Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Well, it's our home opener here in this 2017-18 campaign for the Mount. They take on York College tonight. York, a very successful program, albeit not a Division I program. They are in the D3 ranks, and this is a part of the Maui Invitational that, of course, is the mainland version of it. Mount St. Mary's over the weekend was down at Wofford College, and they got a dramatic win, their first win of the year, against an outstanding program in the Atlantic Sun in North Florida. It was an 84-81 final score. And this York College Spartans team comes here to face Mount St. Mary's after a season in which they were 17-10. They lost in the CAC, the Capital Athletic Conference, semifinals in double overtime. They're 2-0 on the season. They went 2-0, winning the Hilton-Scranton Invitational Championship. They defeated Scranton 84-70. They've scored big numbers in their first 2 games of the year, and we'll see how the Mount does here against the Division III foe. They did beat Hood College in an exhibition earlier this year, and this is one of 2 Division III foes that the Mount has on their regular schedule. They'll take on Washington College later on this year. This is a first time in what is the 6th year that head coach Jamie and Christian is at the helm of the Mount that Mount St. Mary's will take on a non-Division I foe. Still time to come on out here to Knott Arena, and in just a few minutes' time, we're going to see the unveiling of the championship banner. Fans receiving a towel that commemorates the championship banner here tonight as Mount St. Mary's and York College get ready here for basketball. Once again, we get it going tonight at Knott Arena. We're going to take a quick break. We return with a conversation with head coach Christian. It's coming up right after this, as this is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little More team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemore.com and get a little more.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Jonah Antonio, and you're listening to The Mayhem, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Well, it's the home opener for Mount St. Mary's. My name is Adam Pohl, joined again by Mount St. Mary's head coach Jamie and Christian. And Coach Christian, tonight, as York College is your opponent today, we celebrate last year's championship really for one final time with this banner unveiling and the giveaway that is occurring today. But as we've now dug in and gotten your feet into this season, there's a lot of differences between this year's team from last.
Yeah, you know, it's a really different crew, but I'm excited about the guys that we have. You know, their ability to accept challenge, their ability to really learn on a day-to-day basis, and I think they do have a significant talent level. It's been a lot of fun. It wasn't the year we expected at the end of last year, but it's what we have, and I'm really happy and enthusiastic with the guys we have. It's a really, really special group of guys. I think we've kind of seen that early in the year here. I'm sure a lot of people have been surprised with how well they've played. I'm not surprised that we've recruited them well. We expect them to be able to play this way, and I'm excited about watching them continue to grow.
One of the really fun things about this year's Mount St. Mary's team is how good you guys are at moving the ball on offense.
Well, that's been a major part of Mount basketball moving forward, and that was going to be a big part of our program regardless of the personnel. We have a lot of talent. We've been able to have a lot of talent over the last few years. But because we weren't able to move the ball as well as we have been so far this year, we just weren't able to get everybody involved. And Coach Will Holland, who oversees our offense, and I really worked really hard in the offseason of trying to find ways to, and watching different styles of play, a lot of European basketball, just trying to find ways to get the ball moving side to side more often and to keep and get more people involved. You know, we're really fortunate, you know, with all the freshmen we added, they all were really good passers. And so that's a new trait we're looking for more so in recruiting guys that know how to just have better ball skills. And, you know, I think we're seeing dividends here early in the year.
And it seems like a lot of the guys that you're bringing into the program have a lot more size just throughout the lineup.
Yeah, that's been a huge thing for us. I mean, we're always trying to win. You know, we want to really win these high major games at some point here in our time here, and that gives you a chance to win games in the month of March, being able to have more size and more skill. And so, you know, one thing that has happened with the departures is just our inability to continue to progress players, and especially later into their careers. But we've been really looking into that as bringing them in as freshmen, be able to do that. The size is going to help us rebound the basketball as they get stronger. It's going to help us also defensively. And obviously, you know, their ability to have skill, it's going to allow us to play a lot of different styles in a lot of different ways.
Now, tonight is not an unusual game by any means. You've played the Division III school for the last few years here locally in Hood College. But this is the first time in your era, now in the sixth season with Mount St. Mary's, that you're playing a non-Division I team in a game that matters to your record. Is there anything that you have to do to get your guys ready for this kind of game, especially after you've played games against teams like Marquette, Notre Dame, and Georgetown?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's something that we're trying this year. I don't know if we'll continue to do it in the future, but it's something we're doing with this year's team. Obviously, with the experience level one, to be able to get enough guys on the floor to gain some experience to be able to play for us and help us do well in the NEC. And so we're trying something a little bit different this year, and then we're really able to help out with York being able to help us out here. But they're a really good team. And so what we've done with our team, you know, everything we talk about is our journey to be at our best is irrelevant with who we're playing. Mature teams really have a great understanding of that. We're trying to help these guys understand that. I believe when we're able to understand that, we'll be able to go into every individual contest through the course of the year, no matter what the record is, and be at our best. And that's what we're really trying to practice for, to be at our best against the very best when it matters the most. And so this is a great opportunity. I mean, you got a team coming here averaging 96 points a game. They've really shot the ball well from the outside. They've got two dominant inside players in the area where we've struggled to defend. So it's going to be really exciting to have an opportunity to us to get live action playing against a team that's going to be really hungry and really, really gritty. And that I think is one of the best Division III teams in the country. It's going to be a great game for us.
And of course, you had an extra exhibition at home against Delaware, and now a home game relatively early in the season where you look at last year's schedule, and early on, you guys played very well on the extended road trip, but then you struggled against teams like Bucknell and then came home against Lehigh. And I think one of the major reasons for that was the fact that you basically did not play a home game for a month, and you wore down a little bit, and this is not only good for your players, but also for the fans here for the Mount to get to see this team.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, we played Maryland Eastern Shore, mm-hmm. 2 years ago as a banner drop, and we didn't perform well. We weren't ready to go, and so we wanted to try something a little bit different. UMES that year ended up having a really good year, mm-hmm. having a really good team. So we just said, you know, we're gonna have the celebration. You know, let's make sure we do it with a local team that has a great local feel, that has some great energy. That's a talented team, and so just trying to learn from the mistakes we've made in the past. And just trying to keep getting better with it. And I think as we continue to do that and we learn from our own mistakes and try to continue to get better, I think we got an opportunity to continue to take small steps with our squad.
Well, Coach Christian, best of luck tonight against York College and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone out there. Thanks for everyone's support. Really looking forward to coaching this team this year, and they're really looking forward to playing a lot of games here and playing well. Go Mount.
That's Coach Jamie and Christian. We're going to take a break. We're back with more here from Knott Arena right after this.
Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the Mayhem, 301-447-5700.
Honey, does this cut make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's. Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
This is Don Carey, and we are looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
What a special night here at Knott Arena this evening. Mount St. Mary's, if you're watching online, as we have two broadcasts going on together. One is on NECFrontRow.com, and then the other one, NEC Front Row, you can watch this game. And then we also have it for you here on the radio on 9:30 a.m. WFMD, presented by Warner Service. Right now, Mount St. Mary's and their athletic director, Lynn Robinson, they are lined all the way across the center of the floor, and we are going to have a little bit of a video presentation here about the 2016-17 season, and we're going to be lowering the banner here at Knott Arena, commemorating the championship for Mount St. Mary's, and that video is playing now, and we could talk through it a little bit. The Mount, never in their time, and we're talking 28 years of play in the Northeast Conference, never had they come in first place in the regular season and then won the postseason. Four times prior, they had won the NEC tournament. All four of those times, they were the lower-seeded team playing the game, the championship game, on the road. And when they did, the only other time, win the Northeast Conference championship in the regular season, that was in the outstanding 95-96 campaign. But Mount St. Mary's got upset in the semifinals. So last year, here we were in the 30-year history of Knott Arena in the biggest game ever in this gym, with Mount St. Mary's hosting St. Francis of Pennsylvania. And Mount St. Mary's trailed at halftime after an outstanding start to the game. But they came out focused and determined, and they beat St. Francis, who is now really the favorite to win it this season. And the Mount beat the Red Flash by a 10-point final margin. They had a 22-4 run to win the NEC championship. And even though the Mounts now cut down the nets five times in program history to head to the NCAA tournament, as here's the ovation for that outstanding video that our Liz Boyer right next to us, our executive producer, put together. It was the first time that the Mount ever was able to cut down the nets in 30 years here. And let's listen in as they drop it down. It's almost like New Year's. There's two different. There's the Northeast Conference regular season champions, and we got one more coming.
Fans, please now direct your attention to the north wall above the student section as we unveil the 2016-17 NEC Tournament Championship banner. Join me in counting down.
There we go. The Northeast Conference Championship banner unveiled. And not only that, if you look up, there's a banner that hangs on the other side of the gym. NEC Tournament Champions 95, 99, 2008, 2014, and 2017. Such an exciting moment. And, of course, last year was the second time that the Mount won the NEC in the regular season. Mount St. Mary's heading towards the locker room one more time, and then they're going to come back out as we get ready for Mount Basketball. And what is the home opener here from that arena? Mount St. Mary's taking on York College and the Spartans. And we're happy to have you with us here today. We're going to take another break, and when we return, we'll have a look at these York College Spartans. Who is the Mount going to play here tonight? The Division 3-4. That's upcoming as we get you ready for the home opener for Mount Basketball here this evening from Knott Arena. It's presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Because 50%
more.
Homemade cake.
Only from Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is the leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Bobby Planudis, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball at 930 WFMD.
Great to have you with us here for the home opener of Mount Basketball here this season as Mount St. Mary's takes on York College, and the Mount about to take to the floor as they have unveiled their championship banners from quite a season. And it's that time to put 2016-17 behind and to look forward towards this year, a season in which the Mount has more freshmen, 12 of them, than any other team of the 351 in Division I basketball. Mount St. Mary's coming off of a big win. They got their first win of the season at Wofford in South Carolina against North Florida. Neither team in that game led by more than 6 points. Junior Robinson was named the NEC co-player of the week. He hit a game-winning runner with 35 seconds left, about an 18-footer. Junior's averaging 20 points per game. And Mount St. Mary's got a big win in that one once again by a final score of 84-81. So York College is here today. Of course, York from right down the road. They are 2-0 on the year. They are a part of the CAC, the Capital Athletic Conference. Last year they went 17-10. They were 11-7 in their tough conference. The CAC includes teams like Christopher Newport, Frostburg State in the western part of Maryland, Marymount in my hometown of Arlington, Virginia, Salisbury, which is always a very good program, and more. Salisbury actually knocked York out of the CAC tournament last year in a double overtime thriller in the semifinals. But for York, what a season to build on as the Spartans return all 5 starters from last year's semifinal leading team. And so they're a team with a lot of expectations. They are preseason number 2 in the CAC, only trailing Christopher Newport. And they had a very successful opening tournament of the year as they won their holiday tournament, the Hilton Scranton Invitational. They went 2-0, 84-70 victors in the second game of that tournament against Scranton. And York College 2-0 on the year, interestingly enough, because they're a Division III opponent. This game does not count towards their record, but because it is not an exhibition for the Mount, it counts towards Mount St. Mary's record. So it's kind of an unusual game in that regard as York College builds towards their conference debut, which will be on December the 2nd against Mary Washington. We're going to take one more break. We return with starting lineups, the national anthem, and we'll get ready for Mount St. Mary's and York College, all coming up next, as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Mount Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
This is Ryan Gomes, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And
Mount St. Mary's in York College here tonight. And let's now listen in courtside as it's time for our national anthem. The national anthem here at Knott Arena. Happy to have you with us for Mount Basketball all season long here on 930 WFMD, presented by Warner Service. Here tonight, York College is in town. The Spartans are 2-0 on the year. And here are the starting lineups for the visitors as York will get started with a 6-foot junior guard. He's averaging 6 points per game. Two games in, Jason Baby will get the start today for York. The 6'1 sophomore guard is Jared Wagner, who was a freshman last year. He led the entire CAC in overall assists. The 6'1 senior, Matt Scamuffo. Scamuffo averaged 16 points per game last year. He's averaged 16 points per game this year in two games to open the season. Number 34 is a 6'7 senior forward from Pittsburgh, Maryland, Dalton Myers. He's had a great start, 17.5 points per game. Last year played only 8 games due to a shoulder injury. And a 6'5 senior forward from Lebanon, Pennsylvania is Blade Reich. Reich led the team last year in rebounds and blocked shots. Second team All-CAC ball player last year. The Spartans are guided by head coach Matt Hunter in his sixth year, a former player at Salisbury, an outstanding Division III program, and looking to guide York forward towards a CAC championship once again, preseason number 2 in the Capital Athletic Conference. Mount St. Mary's 1-3 on the year, losing to Marquette, Notre Dame, and Georgetown, and then winning as a part of this Jim Maui Invitational Tournament, and winning against North Florida in a dramatic game by a final count of 84-71. And here they are, their home opener. Now they have won 2 games on this floor, both exhibitions. A game against CAA opponent Delaware, 84-82 in overtime. What a game that was. And then they defeated Division III Hood College here from Frederick County. Let's take a look at the Mount St. Mary's starting lineup. The first to be announced, Bobby Plinunis. He leads the Knott in both rebounds and blocks this year. Here is Ryan Gomes, the 6'10 sophomore center from Westminster. Gomes has scored 6 points or more in all 4 games this year. Here's Jonah Antonio making his home debut. The redshirt freshman from Perth. He's played 30 or more minutes in all 4 games of the Mount this year. Don Carey, an outstanding start to the year. The freshman from Upper Marlboro had 4 clutch free throws to seal the Mount's 84-81 win against North Florida. And Junior Robinson, there he is, flying through the air. Customarily so, averaging 20 points per game early on this season. The NEC Co-Player of the Week, and he has now entered the top 25 as far as scores in the history of Mount St. Mary's basketball. Head coach Jamie and Christian in his sixth year, and tonight the first time that his Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers face a non-Division I team in his tenure in the regular season. Our officials today, Scott Young, Tony Meeks, and Joseph Hallish. The York College wearing their road greens, white lettering, black trim, and for Mount St. Mary's, their home whites with white lettering and blue and gold trim. Looks like Bobby Planudis is going to jump it off for the mound for our first time this year. And for York College, it is Blade Reich who will jump it off, the 6'5" senior from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Mount St. Mary's, 1-3 on the year. They will head to Ohio for Thanksgiving. And we'll have that one for you Friday night as the Mount takes on Ohio University in the MAC. But here tonight, the home opener for the Mount. Opening tip, York College wins it. They're going to go left to right on your radio dial. We're underway. Great to have you with us with Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service. Here's a post touch right out of the gate. And a kick to the corner, three, no good. And Antonio the rebound. And Mount St. Mary's, the opening possession of the game for the Mount as Carey picks up his dribble. And York's going to extend their defense near the center of the floor. Outside right, Junior Robinson. Robinson pulls up a three. It's good. What a start. Junior knocking it down. And Mount St. Mary's on top, 3-0. Full court pressure as Beatty will inbound it. And now he gets a return fee. Man-to-man, Carey guarding. Now the double team comes, jump pass. It is caught by Scamuffo. He kicks it to the corner. Baseline drive, Wagner up top of three. Look coming from Reich. No good. And the ball bounds off the iron, out of bounds. Off to the right side. It's Mount St. Mary's basketball. Well, Mount St. Mary's picking up full court pressure out of the gate here in this one. And now York's going to guard in the backcourt as well. Planudis to inbound, and he threw it away. And it was an awkward area to inbound from, and Bobby threw it towards the baseline, and Junior could not catch it. Robinson off his hand, and a turnover gives it to York College. As Wagner will inbound from the baseline for a shot clock, he dropped the basketball. And we will reconfigure here against the Mount man-to-man. As looking to inbound, they get it in into the corner for Scamuffo. He drives baseline. Double team comes. Kick out. A big taking a long jumper. No good from Dalton Myers. Too strong an air ball. And Robinson has it. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. Away from a screen to his right. Kick out Planudis. Top of the key. He's alone at three. Just strong. And skying for the rebound. It's now loose. And York College is going to get it. As Wagner brings it down. This 6'1 sophomore guard. Now on the drive is Beatty. Beatty taking it into the lane, knocked away by Planudis. A nice block, out of bounds, York basketball. Now Planudis came into today with more blocks than any other Mount player, as Bobby now with 5 on the year after that one. He's also the Mount's leader with 19 rebounds. As Wagner to inbound, tough time getting it in, now does so. And with a hand in his face, Scamuffo wanted to take a shot, nothing there. Now looking to drive it in the lane, kick out. Top of the key, Beatty's got an open look for three, no good, back of the iron, and the rebound bounces all the way back to Beatty, and York will settle. The speed of the Mount defense showing right now, and York is scoreless here early, 3-0 Mount St. Mary's leads, aggressive man-to-man defense. As outside left, Beatty, into the corner, Wagner, they look for a post touch, but they're going to get Planudis coming out to try to deny that pass attempt. And the foul is on Planudis. First foul is on the floor. And York will inbound. Shot clock will go to 20. That's one of the differences now in the collegiate game. That shot clock, it's not resetting back to 30. It's going to 20. As Greg Alexander has checked in for the Mount. Planudis to the bench. And the inbound. Here's a corner three. It's short. No good from Scamuffo. And Junior Robinson. Boy, did they call a foul on Junior. We'll have to see. Robinson, the ball torn out of his hands, and the foul's going to be against Junior Robinson on the floor, and it's York basketball. And the Mount fans don't like that. Robinson got the rebound and somehow committed a foul in the same play. As Wagner to inbound, Scamuffo, corner three, no good across the iron, and a foul on York now on the rebounding effort. Now York's gotten the hoist quite a few threes here in the early going, but not one of them has fallen. And it's Mount St. Mary's basketball. As Robinson will lob it over the top, Carey catches, and he looks to run. Carey lobbing, Gomes down low, reverse layup, no good. York the rebound, here comes Beatty. Beatty at the center of the floor. Beatty looking to drive, nothing there. Around the perimeter goes, Scamuffo looking for the baseline. Offensive foul as he pushed off on Antonio, and it's Mount St. Mary's basketball. Well, you got to love the Mount defensive approach that we have seen out of the gate here. That's now full court pressure from York. The inbound goes to Alexander, and it's knocked away from Alexander. Junior Robinson captures, but he stepped on the left sideline. So York forces a turnover, and all of a sudden it is a bit of a disjointed start here at Knott Arena. Now York will inbound from right in front of our broadcast locale near center floor in the backcourt. 3-0 to Mount Leeds. As the inbound comes into Wagner, this game is being played at a very fast pace. Reich has it top of the key, nearly stripped, and Gomes took it away from him. The big man trying to dribble. Here comes the mount. Left wing three, transition, and good from Greg Alexander. 6-0 Mount St. Mary's. Full court pressure as Wagner's got it double teamed. Over to Beatty. He'll bring it across the timeline as he dribbles towards the right wing. Now Leach team has gotten looks from three. York has appeared to be hurried from downtown. And it's 6-0 Mount St. Mary's. Scamuffo up top, going to his right on the dribble drive. The leading scoring guard here for York. Cross-court pass. Wagner's on the drive baseline. The shot no good. Gomes climbs the ladder and gets the rebound. And here comes the mount. And a foul now on Wagner. And that's one of those you're frustrated as a shooter that you don't make a point-blank shot, and you foul a rebounder, and now York will pick up full-court pressure as Mount St. Mary's will inbound. Into the game, Omar Hobway here for the Mount. Hobway's coming off of a career-high 11-point effort. He was 4-4 from the floor in the win against North Florida. The inbound to Junior Robinson. He'll bring it up here for the Mount. Mount St. Mary's on top, 6-0 early on here. Carey has it outside right. Now to Jonah Antonio. Left wing, Junior Robinson. Robinson getting a screen. And he's going to go around it to his right. Near the top of the key, here's Carey, 10 to shoot. Carey gets a screen. He's going to his right. They get it up top. Alexander look for three. No good. It's Will Strong. And a rebound brought down by Reich of the Spartans. And Wagner walks it up the floor. The York bench on their feet. Really cheering on their boys. Right top of the key, the big. Right wing for the man, Beatty, the point guard, trying to get in, and a contested runner, good, with a right hand as he scores over the taller Carey, and now an inbound pass knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay Mount basketball. Now York is pressing them out for the length of the floor, giving them out a little bit of a taste of their own medicine in this regard. Is Don Carey to inbound. The Mount leads 6-2. They're going to go over the top to Junior. Robinson's on the run right down the lane. Scooping it up. Pulled! And he scores! Junior Robinson racing down the length of the floor. He was an absolute blur. And it's now 8-2 Mount St. Mary's. I hope you didn't blink. Now Robinson's at the line for a chance here at a three-point play. And his sixth point of the early evening. Just about 4 minutes in. Free throw good. And Robinson's now 13 for 13 at the foul line here this year. 9-2 Mount St. Mary's. And now Ace Stallings checks in for the Mount as the Mount picks up full court pressure. Every inch of the floor being fought for today. The inbound to Wagner, and it nearly went off of Wagner, who thought he was fouled prior. It's out of bounds, though. Knocked away by Hobway. And it's York basketball, the inbound. As Beatty will inbound, he gets it into Wagner. And Wagner will bring it up the left side of the floor. Double team still backcourt. He's backing up with the basketball. Now swinging it towards Beatty in the lane. Going up, trying to dunk. Came up empty, fight for the rebound. It's on the floor. York's got it as Reich has it. And they kick it right wing. Beatty will take a three, and he hits. Jason Beatty, just 25% from three last year. He's got all 5 points for York College, and it's 9-5 Mount St. Mary's. As Carey walks it up the floor against this York man-to-man defense. Beatty playing aggressively, screen set. Carey up top for Alexander, driving into the corner, and Antonio three rattles out. Offensive rebound, Hobway, and he backs it out for Mount St. Mary's. And the Mount can reset with Carey getting a screen from Stallings. Top of the key, going left, driving it in, bouncing for Stallings, and Stallings foul. Well, I have to see if they're going to get him two shots. I believe they're going to rule that the foul was on the floor. And it takes us to our first media timeout. We've got 15:08 to play in this first half. Mount St. Mary's on top, 9-5 over York College. This is Mount Basketball on 9:30 a.m. presented by Warner Service.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back to Not Arena. My name is Adam Pohl. Mount St. Mary's on top 9-5 early today. As Junior Robinson has 6 points here in the early going in this one. Fans, Mount Basketball is presented by Warner Service. Warner Service provides plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. Call Warner Service at 844-44-WARNER. That's once again 844-44-WARNER, or visit Warner Service online at www.warnerservice.com. The foul was on the floor prior, and it went against the point guard Beatty is first. So the Mount will inbound with 20 to shoot. They lob in for Hobway. It's deflected. He gets it in the lane, goes up with a right hand and scores. Omar Hobway puts it down from prime locale. And 5 minutes in, the Mount's on top 11-5 as they're going to double-team backcourt here on Frontheim. Frontheim with a long pass front court. Here's a left wing three. Scamuffo too long. Beatty, an offensive rebound, and he scores. Jason Beatty, the 6 foot junior guard from Westchester, Pennsylvania, has scored all 7 points for York College. It's 11-7 Mount St. Mary's. Here's Alexander handing it for Hobway. It's knocked away out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Mount, 16 to shoot. So much energy from both teams out of the gate here. And for York College, hey, their bench has been on their feet. Coach Hunter has been very energetic. This is a great opportunity for them to showcase their program under the bright lights here of Knott Arena. As Planudis inbounds the Hobway, Junior Robinson's back into the game. And Junior with the basketball. He scored 6 of the 11 for the Mount. As Robinson outside left, shot clock's running down. It's at 5. And here's a running 3. Good! Junior Robinson! Wow! He's going to trademark that shot. It's 14-7. The Mount leads. That's the shot Junior hit that beat North Florida. A running 1 off 1 foot 3. As underneath the bucket, getting room, and a reverse layup is good for Dalton Myers. And York College is starting to find their way. As Junior Robinson, they try to double-team, but he swings it cross-court. Planudis brings it across the timeline. And Planudis now with a right-handed dribble. Gets it back to Robinson near the center of the floor. 18 to shoot. Junior's going to go to his left, looking to drive, top of the key. Now down the lane, swinging it, and Antonio lost it, going up, tips it too strong. Now Gomes going after it. It's going to go out of bounds, York basketball. Antonio missed the bunny. It looked like he went up to jam it, and he kind of just lost it out of the right hand, and it went rolling off the right side of the iron. And it's York College basketball. 14-9, Mount St. Mary's leads. What a pass that was from Robinson. As here comes Fraunheim, guarded by Robinson, who's already got a foul, remember, and he gets it up now to Wright. Wright for a post touch for Myers. Back out. Here's a right three. Short. Planudis the rebound, and Mount St. Mary's can bring it up the floor. The Mount with a five-point lead of the ball, 13-15 to play. First half. Robinson to Planudis. Here's a left side three. Just strong. Gomes trying to tip it out, but he tips it to right of York College, and then a foul, and I believe it's Gomes in the backcourt giving the foul, and that's not the kind of foul as a big man you want to give on that part of the floor. Team's third foul, first on Gomes. And to inbound it now for York, it is Darren Gordon, who started throughout his freshman year last season, averaging 7.5 points per game early on this year. As now Fraunheim brings it up, double team comes. He'll bounce it over for Gordon. And Gordon back to Fraunheim in between the circles. Left wing now. Beatty has had a big start. Post touch for Reich. Reich turning. Now spinning to his left, going up, shot short. And Gomes gets a contested rebound. And he's fouled as Reich gives a foul. And already the sixth team foul on York. Boy, York's picked up three or four fouls in the backcourt after the Mount had already made a rebound trying to tear away the basketball. Those are silly fouls. And Wright just committed his second foul. And he's last year's team leader in rebounds and block shots. That's a big foul as Todd Carey gets it across the timeline. The Mount on top, 14-9. Carey outside left against his man-to-man. Screen coming to his right. He goes that way, jump past Planudis. Planudis looking to drive, but he traveled prior to it. And the turnover gives it to York. With 12:34 to play first half. And Gordon will inbound here for the Spartans. Gets it for Beatty. Hobway nearly knocked it away. Beatty looking to drive. Going up strong, jump pass. They're going to get a foul on Gomes on the jump pass. And Gomes just got his second foul. He will 12:31 to play in the first half, and Ace Stallings is going to check in for him. A lot of fouls early in this game, but not really a surprise when you look at the pace in which this game is being played. Every inch of the floor is being contested as the inbound pass comes into Gordon, drives towards the baseline, bounces in, it's knocked away and stolen. Omar Hubley's got the basketball, head up front court, swinging it right wing for Robinson. Here's a high arcing three, but no good, a bit short. And climbing the ladder for the rebound, the 6 foot junior guard in Frauna, who's got it on the right wing. They look for a post touch, nothing there. He's going to take a three, no good, and carry the rebound. He, falling out of bounds, he saves it into Hubley, and Don Carey will bring it up the floor. 14-9, Mount St. Mary's is Carey looking to drive. Has it on the right side, and he'll back it out now, 17 to shoot. Coach Christian calls a play, and Planudis gives a screen. Carey to his right, still on the outside for Planudis. Planudis right back to Don Carey, 7 to shoot. They're going to lob for Stallings, catching, foul, that he scores. Ace Stallings, late in the shot clock, putting it home, and he's got a chance for a three-point play. It's going to come after this media timeout. Stallings, a fine job there to catch and then finish without putting the ball to the ground. We're back in just a minute's time, 16-9, the Mount leads, as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From
architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential. Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball 930 WFMD.
Welcome back to Not Arena. My name is Adam Paul. Mount St. Mary's on top of York College, 16-9, and happy to have you with us on NEC Front Row tonight, along with 9:30 AM WFMD, presented by Warner Service. Hi, fans. We're GraphCom, and it's nice to meet you. We want thousands of others to meet you, too. Together, we'll discover marketing solutions to help your audience discover you. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 1-800-669-1664. That's 1-800-669-1664 to learn more about GraphCom. Right now, York College is 1 of 10 from three-point range. They're 4 of 16 out of the gate. As Ace Stallings looking to finish a three-point play. Mount St. Mary's has gotten 7 of their 16 points off of the bench early on, which is a very good sign. As Stallings, who on the very young season is 1 of 4 from the foul line, steps to the charity stripe, bend to the knee, and he puts it home. And the Mount lead is 8 at 17-9, and now full court pressure as the inbound comes to Frohnheim, and he'll bring it up the floor with a left-handed dribble, double team, long pass on the right wing, catching a look for three, no good, back of the iron from Polzinski, and an aggressive rebound from Hopway, tearing it away from multiple Spartans, and Junior Robinson brings it up the floor. Well, Mount St. Mary's with a chance at a double-digit lead as Don Carey with the basketball. Now for Robinson, look for Carey, going down to the floor was Stallings, and he was able to save it as it last hit the leg of Jared Wagner out of bounds. But Carey was looking to rotate around the wing, and Robinson threw a pass he wasn't expecting, and the Mount catches a break. It's their basketball, but only 14 to shoot as Planitas will inbound, and he gets it to Carey in the backcourt. So the Mount's going to make it happen quickly here. Carey walking it up, 9 to shoot. Now he'll go to his right, screen set on the outside, jump pass Planitas, 3 to shoot. Here's Junior, 1 to shoot, long 3, no good. And it bounds up off of the iron and hits the shot clock. And out of bounds, York basketball. That time, the Mount just was unable to get their set going quickly. Now, Jonah Antonio checks back in for the Mount. As Darren Gordon, the inbound for York, still looking. And he'll bounce into a big in Polzinski. And bringing it up now against the double-team Gordon. He bounces for Frohnheim. And on the left wing, Wagner looks to drive but stops. Back outside is Frohnheim. And looking to get a post touch. We have a whistle. And it's a triple. Dalton Myers caught it in prime position. But he took an extra step. Myers has had a prolific career at York. He's only the 22nd player in the history of the college with 1,000 or more points. But too many steps there, and it's Mount Basketball. And that the fourth turnover for York in this game. So the Mount really with four guards here, and then Stallings the big. As Carey bounces for Robinson, Junior's alone after they tried to defend closely. Top of the key, open three, Carey connects! And Mount St. Mary's, their first double-digit lead of the game on top, 20-9. They're trying to overplay and keep it out of Junior's hands, and it hurt them there. The big Myers up top. Now for Polzinski to his left, driving near the foul line. Bounce pass, baseline kick, right wing look for three. Wagner, no good, rattling out. And Antonio gets the board. And Carey brings it up for the mail. Here's a long lead ahead for Stallings. Too tall. Carey looked to go over the top. And Stallings needed one more step on the ladder. That got the heartbeat going for many of the Mount cheerleaders that stand right there on the baseline. As they were hoping that... That Stallings would pull that down and not go crashing into him. As now York College has it front court right. Here's Darren Gordon, 20-9, Mount St. Mary's. The big Myers has got a top of the key, lobbing for Wagner down low, catching, putting it off glass, no good, just strong. Gets his own rebound and finishes. Jared Wagner scoring, and it's 20-11. Is now a double team on Robinson. Clever pass behind his back to get it over to Carey. They posted up Junior Robinson there, the 5'5" mount guard. And Wagner was able to get multiple touches. As Carey around the screen to his right, jump pass, top of the key, Alexander. Into the corner, Antonio driving baseline, bouncing for Stallings, but he got caught under the basket. And his right-handed scoop shot got caught there as Wagner has it top of the key the other way for York. Down by 9 with a basketball. Gordon making a drive, kick out right wing. Scamuffo underneath and able to lay it home. Alone Dalton Myers, 4 in a row for York College, and they've cut the out lead to 7. It's 20-13 as Junior Robinson takes a York player down to the floor. Gordon. Robinson has it between the circles. He is a one-man pass break machine. He's a press break by himself. 13 to shoot. Junior in the center of the floor, getting a screen. Going to his right, pull up, three-point jumper. It's strong, and the rebound skips off the iron out of bounds. York College basketball. And Omar Hobwin will check in. Now St. Mary's going to their bench early and often in this game. Well, York College, you know, they're shooting only 1 of 12 from 3, and they're only down by 7. And they can start finding their legs, hitting a few jumpers here and there. Trying to get back into it. Brandon Leftwich now checks in for Mount St. Mary's. Now Leftwich the walk-on. A redshirt freshman from Brooklyn, New York, who was a student manager last year, has great quickness, is into the game. As here is Beatty bringing it up the floor. Jump pass for the big man up top, Myers. They get it to Wagner into the lane. It's knocked away by Junior Robinson. Here comes the mount. Leftwich has got it, and he's flying up the center of the floor, but knocked away from behind and stole it. Scamuffo on the left wing. Wanted a three. Has a man in his face. On the drive, jump stop, whistle. And what do we have? And I think they're going to call a blocking foul on the mount. They're going to get it on Leftwich, I believe. And it's going to send Scamuffo to the line to shoot two. 8:07 to play. Scamuffo 2-3 from the foul line early on in this season. He can really score it. He had a career-high 35 points in York's a game against Salisbury last year. Free throw is good. And York has scored 5 in a row after the mount had their largest lead of the game. On top, 20-9 by 11 as Zach Novick will check in for a first time in this one. And now Bobby Planudis comes in for Leftwich. Scamuffo trying to make it a 6-0 run for York. They have had more shot attempts, only by 3, than the mound in this game, as he makes them both. And now Planudis to inbound. He'll get it into Antonio. And over to Junior Robinson to bring it up the floor. The mound with a 5-point lead of the ball as we hit 8 minutes to play, first half, here from Knott Arena. Screen set to both sides. Junior will go to his left, still on the outside, step back. He's going to take a 3, and it's a bit short. And a rebound pulled down by Polzinski. Up the left side of the floor, Wagner driving all the way in. With the right hand, no good. Rebound knocked away. Scamuffo's got it. Gets a man of the year. Jump pass. A 3 coming. Will strong an air ball. Scamuffo trying to save it in, but he cannot. Out of bounds, mount basketball. Boy, Polzinski was all alone, but just had a little bit too much on it. And the mount will have it. 7:37 to play out of this media timeout. Mount St. Mary's leads 20-15. This is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Big Cup.
50% more.
Homemade cake.
Only from Mom.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good, you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
This is Chris Ray, and you're listening to the Mayhem, Mount Basketball, 930 WFND.
Hannibal back with you here from Knott Arena. A 6-0 run for York College. And the Mounts on top, 20-15. I know this is the home opener, but there's still time to get your Mount St. Mary's season tickets for this exciting 2017-18 campaign. They go for as low as $65. This is also the number I'm about to give you as well for single game tickets here at Knott Arena, as you can get them at 301-447-5700. That number, 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem here at Mount St. Mary's basketball. The Mount 7 of 19 from the floor. They have hit four threes in this first half, and it's 20-15. Mount St. Mary's in front. Junior Robinson, the leading scorer, 3 of 7 shooting. He's got 9 points. The Mount will have Junior along with Antonio Carey, Alexander, and in for a first time Ross Young today, the freshman from Sidwell Friends High School in Washington, D.C. Don Carey brings it across the timeline. Young gives a screen. Carey on the outside. Here's the top of the key look. Alexander short on a three. Fight for the rebound. The Mets got it. Antonio. And he loses it going up. Young's got it. No foul as he lost it going up. And it's York basketball. So the Mount has slowed down a bit offensively as Wagner walks it across the timeline. Wagner on the outside. They bring the big out. Novick. Right wing. Beatty will take a three. And he connects. Beatty has hit both your threes, and the Spartans are within two. It's 20-18, a 9-0 run for York College. Carey gets a screen, going to his left. Up top, Alexander. The Mount's getting some good looks of late, but these threes have come up a bit short. Antonio on the outside for Carey, 12 to shoot left wing. Big cut, Antonio lays it up in here, right at the front of the rim. First bucket of the night for the Australian redshirt freshman, Jonah Antonio, and it's 22-18. The man on top by four, as Wagner looks to drive on Antonio, blocked from behind, out of bounds, York basketball. So he beat him on the baseline drive, but Antonio was ready. It's York basketball, 18 to shoot. As the mountain, or the Spartans to inbound, that is, Wagner to do it. Still looking, and he gets it to Scamuffo. Here's a three for the left wing, just a bit strong. Fight for the rebound, out of bounds, and it's Mount basketball. Don Carey with the basketball, walking it up the floor. The Mount with a four-point lead and the ball. Left wing, Carey's got it. Up top, Alexander, a three, good! You can just tell the way that Greg Alexander lifted on that one. He knocks it down. And a quick 5-0 run for the Mount. They're on top by seven. As the big man comes out to gather, Dalton Myers, top of the key. Hands it off to Dante Johnson, who's checked in for a first-time for York. Now Beatty on the wing. We got a foul off the ball. It's going to be on the Mounts, Ross Young, fighting for position there with Myers. And it will be still just the fifth team foul. Actually checked out the sixth team foul of the Mount. And therefore, not getting the bonus. York will inbound from the baseline. 5:52 to play. In this first half here from Knott Arena, each team going very deep into their bench. Yes, this is a high-octane, up-tempo contest here at Mount St. Mary's. It'll be Fraunheim to inbound it. Last year he started 18 games for York. Gets it in, Scamuffo, left wing, dribble drive after a pump fake, and a runner good off glass and in with the right hand. So Scamuffo with his first field goal of the game after hitting two free throws earlier, and it's 25-20. The Mount lead is 5. As now Carey left wing. stepping into a three long, and a rebound pulled down by York's Jason Beatty. Beatty, quick lead pass for Wagner. He catches and holds front court right. Post touch back to the bucket now for Myers. Myers into the lane, going up with a right hand and scoring off glass and in. It's 25-22. What a nice job there by Myers. Back to the bucket. The senior scoring over Young. And here comes Mount St. Mary's. 5-10 to play first half. Carry outside left for Alexander up top. Here's Junior Robinson. They guard closely. Junior backing it out on the dribble. 13 to shoot. Around it goes left wing for Carey. They switch defensively. Antonio in the corner. Rising three is good. Jonah Antonio. He had a man right on him. And he doubles the Mount lead. It's 28-22 Mount St. Mary's. As Fraunheim right wing. Cross court for Scamuffo. A three. No good. Back iron. Robinson the rebound. He looks to run. Here comes Junior. All the way. Lays it up strong. Antonio fighting for the rebound. But it's out of bounds. York basketball. Robinson was hoping to get fouled. But in the end, the layup was just a bit strong. As Omar Hobway's back in for the Mount in this exciting first half. As Fraunheim will bring it up. 4.5 minutes to play. And York College bringing some great energy to this fight here tonight. As Fraunheim near the center circle. Guarded man-to-man. He goes to his right. Pass up top for Wagner. Wagner left side. They look for a post touch down low. It's caught. And a foul is going up with Myers. Hobway looking to knock it away. And Myers will go to the line to shoot two.
That's number 13.
28-22, the Mount leads. And Mount St. Mary's in their exhibition win against Hood, they got out to a 44-12 lead in the first 11 minutes of that game. But Hood really battled back, and the Mount would end up winning by 15. As Noble's free throw is good. Or check that. That is Dalton Myers. Is a good foul shooter, 4 of 5 from the line early on this year. And now a second attempt upcoming. As the free throw for Myers is up, and it's good. Myers has got 6 points now, and it's 28-24. The Mount once led by 11, and that lead is now just four. As Don Carey, the freshman, up the floor, getting a screen from Alexander. Now from Hobley, goes to his right, jump pass Alexander. Thought about a three, did not take. And they're keeping it out of Junior Robinson's hand. Carey outside right, 13 to shoot. Looking to drive. Alexander a three. Good! Alexander's having a big night. He knocks down another long lead pass for York College. Here's a long three. Wagner, it's strong. Fight for the rebound. Beatty has it for York. He went over Carey to get it. It's 31-24 Mount St. Mary's. Greg Alexander knocking it down from downtown today. As here, Wagner on the drive. Kick out. Right wing Fraunheim looks to make a move. He goes to his left. They get Myers a post touch. He's turning on Hobway. A little up and under, but he's going to dish back outside. Beatty pump fake dribble drive. Tough scoop. No good. Antonio the rebound. A good defensive set for Mount St. Mary's. And Carey brings it up the floor. Boy, the Mount's winning this game because of what they're doing from the three-point arc. There's no doubt about that. Carey to his right up top. This is Alexander. Alexander into the corner. Antonio, quick look for three. It's good. What a quick release from the corner. And the Mount lead is back to 10, just like that. Back-to-back threes for the Mount as Wagner walks it across the timeline. Boy, Jonah Antonio hitting two corner threes in which he hit a man right on him. This is now Gordon for Beatty. Beatty's already in double digits in this game. Cross-court pass intercepted Antonio. He's looking to take it, but it's stolen away. Wagner off the ball, sending it up ahead for a right-handed dunk for Dalton Myers. And we've got a whistle and a timeout, York College, with 2:24 to play in this first half. We're going to take our final media timeout, 34-26. Mount St. Mary's in front. We're back with more here from Knott Arena right after this. GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys baseball, shake your keys.
This is Greg Alexander, and we're looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Now Mount St. Mary's on top of York College, 34-26. As we've got 2:24 to play in the first half, and you look at numbers right now, two Spartans are in double digits. Jason Beatty, their point guard, or a guard, and then Dalton Myers, the big, they each have 10. And for Mount St. Mary's, Junior Robinson is 9, Greg Alexander has 9, and Jonah Antonio has 8, as the Mount has really done it from downtown. In the first half, they are 8 of 18 from 3. York College, on the other side, is just 2 of 17 from downtown. And if you want to see a number that tells the story of this game, that may be it right there. It'll be York basketball coming out of this called timeout. Of course, if you don't use a timeout in the first half, you burn it. Or check that, it is Mount St. Mary's basketball. As York scored on a dunk and then called timeout. Never trust your broadcaster. It's Mount Basketball, and here comes the Mount. As Junior Robinson got it into Don Carey, and he brings it up against a man-to-man look. Antonio left wing guarded by a big. Now for Hobway. York switching their defensive assignments. Planudas for a back-cutting carry. Kicking it for Robinson. A corner three. No good, strong. And a rebound brought down by Wagner. And here comes York College. Wagner jogs it across the center of the floor with a left-handed dribble. Man-to-man, of course, from the Mount. We're not seeing any zone defense tonight. As Wagner now to the right side, 17 to shoot. York is in no hurry. Fraunheim back to Wagner. They look for a post touch. Hobway denies. As Fraunheim up top, 8 to shoot. Here's Wagner, one of the first times York has run the clock well down. He's driving it in down the lane with the right hand, scooping it. Can't get it over the front of the iron, and Planudis a rebound. Here comes the Mount as we tick down to a minute and a half to play. First half. Carry around a double screen for Planudis. Now looking ahead, but they're overplaying on Robinson, and Planudis threw it away. Beatty, one-on-one with Junior, going up, shot too strong. Beatty gets it back, fouled, and he scores. What a first half for Jason Beatty. 5 of 10 from the floor. He's also got 6 rebounds. A foul on Planudis. It's his second. And Beatty's going to go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. He averaged 9 points per game last year. And he's really done it in multiple ways. He's hit both threes as Beatty for York College. And here he is at the foul line. Fans, Mount Basketball brought to you by Warner Service. Give them a call at 844-44-WARNER or visit at warnerservice.com. As Beatty's free throw, it rattles out. No good. Antonio the rebound, and here comes Mount St. Mary's. Up by 6 with the ball, 34-28. The Mount leads, 105 to play in this first half. As they look for Antonio around the right side, driving it in. He's caught, and he'll bounce it out. York wanted a double dribble, and they did not get it. Hobway on the baseline, back out. Antonio, long three. No good rattling out. Alexander, well, let's see who was fouled. The foul on the floor, and I think the foul's going to be on York. And Greg Alexander is going to go to the line after he tries to get his hair back in the bun. They actually called the foul on Wagner. The point guard is second. Now look to be fortunate there that Antonio didn't get that double dribble. But this is a 1-1 free throw attempt, and Alexander connects. So the senior guard, Alexander, coming into today, coming off of the bench, but what a weapon, 8.3 points per game. He had 17 against North Florida, two off of a career high. Last year he had 19 in a game against Fairleigh Dickinson. And Alexander leads them out in scoring right now as he gives the little shimmy shake and he hits. And that's his 11th point of the evening. 36-28, Mount St. Mary's. And Darren Gordon will inbound from the backcourt. The Mount bringing full court pressure as they're going to inbound to Fraunheim. And near the left sideline, no double team as he'll bring it up. Gets it front court. Robinson trying to get a push off. They don't get it as Fraunheim has it near center circle. And he threw it away. Or no. They said it was deflected. Grazed by Robinson out of bounds. Still 19 to shoot. 21 second difference. Shot clock, game clock. As Beatty will inbound from the corner right in front of the Mount bench. Now this is a big end of first half stanza. York wants to keep it a single digit deficit here. As Beatty to inbound, he gets it into Reich. They look down low, they get a post touch. And in prime position, this shot no good from Myers with a left-handed hook. Boy, that's the shot they wanted. And here comes the Mount. Now 4 second difference, shot clock, game clock. As Carey has it near the center circle. Don Carey's going to hold it here. The Mount's in no hurry. 15 to shoot. Carey guarded closely here by Gordon. There's now 7 on the shot clock as Carey makes a move around the screen on the outside looking for a cutting. Stallings, he threw it away. And Stallings gives a foul trying to take it away. And that was a poor play. Sometimes he's trying to do a little too much. And that's going to send Darren Gordon to the line to shoot 1-1. As Stallings gets his first foul. Boy, Carey was all alone to shoot a jump shot there. And he tried to get it to a cutting in Stallings for a dunk. It got knocked away, and then Stallings tried to take it back. And because of that, instead of a tough attempt at a shot for York, they're at the line shooting 1-1. So here is Gordon, averaging 7.5 points per game. And the front end is up and good. Now, Mount St. Mary's has 5.8 seconds to work with. They do have a timeout that they need to have to burn, or they will lose it. And more than likely, I think the Mount's going to call time here. Free throw good. And a timeout, Mount St. Mary's. It's 36-30. Now, York is going to keep it in the single digits as we will head to halftime. And let's see what the Mount can do here. They've got to go the length of the floor in 5.8 seconds here against this pressing York defense. Fans, Mount Basketball, it's brought to you by Muscle Mints, making delicious applesauce and apple products. It's more than a job. It's a way of life. By Emmitsburg Glass, a full-service glass contractor serving the Mid-Atlantic, and by Frederick Keys Baseball. 2018 ticket plans, they're available now at frederickkeys.com. Now, Mount St. Mary's has been the more productive team from downtown. York College has had their productivity from inside the three-point arc. Don Carey's going to inbound. Let's see what Coach Christian has drawn up here. The Mount has three players near center floor. They're running Planudis up from the back line. Carey looking to inbound. They got a 5 second violation. How about that? Boy, York, it looked like they weren't going to get a chance to even score here. They end up getting two free throws. And now the ball in a half court set with 5.8 seconds left. And Thronheim is going to inbound from the baseline. And the Mount will try to get a stop going into the break here. Fraunheim looking, now still looking. They get it to Scamuffo, pump fake, dribble, drive runner. No good, tipped up at the buzzer. No good. And it's halftime here at Knott Arena. 36-30, Mount St. Mary's, as the Spartans putting everything into this one. And for the Mount, shooting extremely well from downtown, but taking a six-point lead into the break. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. And when we return, if you're watching our broadcast on NEC Front Row, we'll have a video for you. If you're listening in via the radio, we'll have a conversation with Mount St. Mary's and their Director of Athletic Development, Kevin Robinson. That's coming up next. This is Mount St. Mary's Basketball, presented by Warner Service.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages.